الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. I want to speak about Laylatul Qadr today. We spoke about this two nights ago also. And since today, tonight is the night of the 27th of Ramadan, it's a very special night, a night of barakah, a night of Qadr. And there are many, even though the Prophet ﷺ has said that a person should search, there is no mutayyan, we don't know exactly when Laylatul Qadr will be. And the Prophet ﷺ has said that we should search for it in the last Ashra and the odd nights of the last Ashra, 21, 23, 25, 27, and 29. But there are certain Sahaba Ikram and certain Tabi'een who had this opinion that Laylatul Qadr falls on 27th of Ramadan. And this was just because of their conviction that even though it's not mutayyan, it's not fixed, it's not determined, but based upon their experiences and based upon their life, they felt that the 27th of Ramadan is extremely special, and that is more worthy and more deserving to be Laylatul Qadr. So we have this night tonight, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about this night in the Quran also, that Allah ta'ala revealed the Quran on this night. So there's nothing, the greatest significance perhaps of this night is that Quran was revealed. And that's why if a person has a ta'alluq, if they want to develop a ta'alluq with the Quran, then this is the night that they can actually make that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using this nisbat, that Allah, you revealed Quran from the Lohe Mehfuz onto this earth on this night. Allah, I ask you to reveal and to send this Quran into my heart, to make this Quran part of my heart, part of my life, such that I have muhabbat for this Quran in my heart. I have love for this Quran in my heart, that I become hafiz a Quran, I become alim a Quran, I become amil a Quran, and I become ashik a Quran. That Allah sends, this is a night when Quran was revealed, with that nisbat I'm making dua to you, that Allah make this Quran, grant me the tawfiq that I can become a person who memorizes the Quran, and someone who lives my life according to this Quran, and someone who preserves the Quran in their heart, practices the Quran, understands the Quran, and is a lover of the Quran. And then Allah also accept me and grant me kubuliya for the khidmat of this Quran. Understand something, that this is adab and etiquette of making dua, that duas which a person makes according to the mawqa, according to their opportunity or according to that occasion, that dua is accepted very quickly in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have an example of this in the Quran also, that when Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salam, she was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside of her hujra, inside of her room, and her caretaker, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, who was a Nabi, he got delayed and he returned. When he returned, when he came back, he was a bit worried that I haven't provided food and for Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salam. So he opened the door, and then when he came inside, he saw that Maryam alayhi salam had fruits in front of her, and she was eating those fruits, and these fruits were out of season. Not seasonal fruits, but out of season. So Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he became quite surprised, and he asked Maryam alayhi salam, that anna laki haza, that where are you getting these fruits from? And she said that I'm getting them from min indillah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give rizq and provisions to whomsoever he wishes and wills. And at that time, when Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he saw that Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salam is enjoying these fruits which are out of season. So if the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give her fruits that are out of season, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also give me aulad, a child, even though I'm an old age. And he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, grant me a child, even though I'm in this old age. And Allah mentions that dua in the Quran. That subhanAllah, he mentions that I am very weak, and my wife is also very weak, and we have passed that age when we could have had a child. But ya Allah, just like you can give Maryam alayhi salam fruits that are out of season, so in that sense, I'm also out of season, that we cannot have a child in such old age. But Allah, if this can happen, then Allah, you can also accept my dua. So he used the mawqa, he used that opportunity, and he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made that dua. And as a result, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel with that basharat, with that good tidings, glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with a child, and he will also be a Nabi. And this was Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. So we see that Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he was making dua for so many years. Anyone can only imagine for how long he would have been making that dua, he and his wife, to get a child. That now they're finally old and very, very weak and past that age. So dua was not accepted at that time for so long, for so many years. And then now when this event happened, and Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam used that event to make a dua that is suitable according to that event. That Allah, just like you can give season these fruits out of season to Maryam alayhi salam, Allah, give me also a fruit that is out of season. Give me a child in this old age. And immediately the dua was accepted. So this is the trick of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting your duas accepted quickly. That you learn, we should learn to make duas according to the mocha, according to the situation, according to the circumstances. So tonight is 27th of Ramadan, and we know that this could be Laylatul Qadr. There's a very great chance that this could be Laylatul Qadr. And the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about Laylatul Qadr is that this is the night on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. And hence we should use that as a way to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, grant us a nisbat, a taluk with the Quran. And so that's one thing, to make dua for the Quran and have a deep connection with the Quran, to learn the Quran, study the Quran, memorize the Quran. Nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a night of Qadr, it's a night of power. It's a night of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maximal mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at its peak, at its pinnacle. If you make dua with sincerity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept our duas. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this love of the Quran and to accept us for the khidmat, for the service of Quran. Then second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about this night is, this is khayrun min alfi shahr. It's better than 83 years. So we should also use that in some, you know, use that fact. Now that you know, you have this knowledge about this night, use that in some way to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I can offer certain suggestions to you, but the doors are open to each one of you. So for example, oh Allah, that I haven't been doing qadr of you for my whole life. I've spent 27 years, or I've spent 20 years, or I've spent these many number of years, that I haven't really done qadr of you, I haven't really honored you, valued you, or esteemed you. But Allah, this is a night which is better than 83 years, so this is a whole lifetime. And Allah, I ask you by the barakah, by the mercy of this night, to decree for me a complete lifetime of qadr. Decree for me a lifetime as if I've been valuing you for my whole life, as if I've been honoring you and every single one of your command for my whole life. Allah, I want that life. And Allah, I ask you to decree such a life for me, where my entire lifetime is spent, my entire lifetime is written as a person who's obedient to Allah, as someone who did qadr of Allah, someone who honored and valued Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 83 years, use that in your du'as. That Allah, people, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many different ways. That just like in the dunya, when a person worships, when a person works in some place, they want their salary. And if they tell you that you will get your salary, we'll give you bonus and we'll give you triple, quadruple the salary, so a person works more. So we should also use that aspect to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, this is 83 years of reward. And Allah, grant me the tawfiq to be able to make such an ibadah that I can please you. Grant me the tawfiq to be able to get as much blessings as I can on this night. Even the tawfiq to be able to make ibadah, that we should also seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to miss this opportunity. Just like in the dunya, you don't want to miss that opportunity. If someone tells you that if you show up, I'm going to give you 83 years of your wages in one go, right? You don't want to miss that opportunity. In that same way, we should also have that talab in our heart, that tadab, that desire. Allah, I don't want to miss this opportunity. And Allah, I want you to give me every single thing on this night. I want you to give me all the things, every single aspect of deen. Allah, I want it on this night. So Allah, grant me sabr, grant me shukr, grant me your love, grant me love for the Prophet ﷺ, grant me iman, grant me the strength of iman, grant me more and more hidayah. Any all those words that you've ever heard about in your deen, that these are good things that you should make dua for, or these are praiseworthy attributes that a person should have, right? Anything that you've ever heard about in deen, you should use this night and present yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say to Allah that, Allah, I want every single one of those things. And Allah, this is the night of Qadr. Allah, this night has the potential. This night has the ability that if I turn to Allah ta'ala, Allah can give me every single one of those things. Every single thing in our deen, it's like you go to a buffet and you have all of these. And if you go to a very grand buffet and you have so many dishes in front of you and you want, I want to taste every single dish, right? That is really what this night is. Not simply tasting every single dish, but Allah can give you the entire dish in its fullness and its completeness and its perfection, right? Why? Because this is the night of Qadr, right? Laylatul Qadr, that we go and just, it's like you whet your appetite, right? So we need to whet our appetite in these moments that we have before the night begins officially, right? We should whet our appetite. We should become people of desire, people of irada, people of thinking that what am I going to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Increase your appetite for deen. And then when the night comes, when the time comes, when the opportunity comes, just go all out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask every single thing that you want to. Every single thing in deen that you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number two, right? That you maximize on your du'as by asking every single thing in your du'a from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three is that in terms of practically what we should do, since this is a night which is better than 83 years, means that whatever action you do on this night, any action that you do on this night, it will mean as if you have been doing that action for 83 years. As if you have been doing that action for a whole lifetime, in other words. What does this mean? For example, if you make Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, that means that this person has been making Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every single night for more than 83 years, not even equal 83 years. Quran says more than 83 years. So subhanAllah, imagine now we are people who live limited lifespan, and no one can, you know, very difficult for a person to say that I've spent 83 years in such a way that every single night I made Tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Now we have an easy way out. That on this night, if we can make Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our previous sins, we have nadama, remorse about the sins that we committed in the past. And then we make a pledge and a promise to Allah that in the future we'll lead a life according to your wishes and according to your pleasure. You make Tawbah, then that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have been making Tawbah for the whole lifetime, for 83 years plus. And just like this applies to Tawbah, this applies to every other ibadah. So you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. It's as if you have been making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 83 years non-stop consecutively. Right? Every night you've been making dua. In your person, sometimes you fall sick. People, you know, they have to travel. Sometimes some event happens. And we don't have that istiqamah in our ibadah. But this is the night that you can actually get istiqamah. Istiqamah by just being careful about how you spend this one night. And if you can have ibadah, you pepper this night with ibadah, you fill this night with ibadah, then it means that you've filled your whole lifetime with ibadah. So that's why many Sahaba Ikram, they would say that in addition to making Tawbah on this night, which is one amal that we have already mentioned before, that the Prophet ﷺ was asked by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that if I find this night, what should I do? And the Prophet ﷺ said that you should seek forgiveness for your sins by making this dua to Allah ta'ala, that Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. I think all of us should be able to memorize this dua. If now you can Google this, but this is a dua that all of us should memorize, and we should make this dua repeatedly on this night. That, oh Allah,
I ask you, the most forgiving one, you the most Kareem and the most generous one, forgive my sins. You love to forgive, and so forgive all my sins. But in addition to that, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, they mention that a person should also do any and every ibadah that they can. So you should spend some time during the night reciting Quran, having a taluk with the Quran, even if it's a few pages, because whatever ibadah you do, it will be multiplied for an entire lifetime. Similarly, make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the night of dua. Then spend some time in the zikr, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and muraqabah. Spend some time sending durood and salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Spend some time seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can have a variety, add a variety of ibadah. Also, qaza salah. That's another thing we can do on this night. For most of us, we have sort of missed many salahs in our life, and we need to make up those salahs. So one way is that we can begin this journey of making up our missed salah in Ramadan. And what better occasion to begin this journey than on the odd nights, in the last odd nights on 27th Ramadan, that a person makes this niyat. Again, it's about intention, that you make this irada niyat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I want to complete all my missed salah. And Allah, you have said that this night is better than 83 years, 1,000 months. So even though if I missed the salah for 83 years, this night has the potential that I can make it up. I can make up an entire lifetime that is missed of salah, that was absent from salah, if I can start praying on this night. And if I can start offering qaza salah on this night. By the way, this does not mean that you make qaza salah on this night and now you don't have to pray qaza, right? You still have to pray qaza. What this means is that a person can get that ability and tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he make that sincere intention that, Allah, I want to offer all my qaza salah that I've ever missed in my life. For some of us, this could be 5 years of qaza salah, maybe more than that, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, depending on how old we are. So if you can start and make this intention on this night and offer some qaza salah on this night, and then use this night and the power of this night to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah grant me tawfiq, then Allah ta'ala can grant us the tawfiq to be able to complete all our missed salahs. So in other words, this night is actually it's a night of irada. It's a night of making intentions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a night of making tawbah for our sins. It's also the night of making irada. In fact, the whole last 10 days, you know, if someone of you, maybe you missed your 27th, you're sort of one day before us. It's the whole last, and especially the ending of this month, the last 4 or 5 days of this month, 3 or 4 days of this month, It's a time of making irada and intentions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of making resolutions that you're going to do such and such a thing. And, you know, this is something that we have benefited personally, right? That from the moment onwards, every single Ramadan, try to make an intention to add something. Just it's an intention. You don't know, right, what will happen in the future. But use this night and the barakah of these nights and days that you have remaining to make an intention to add something in your deen. And this could be anything. Because all of us, we know that there's so many things that we know in Islam, but we're not practicing those things. So there will be something that I would do, right? And I would make an intention to add that practice. Add that practice in the barakah of this night of Ramadan. It can be a small thing, something small. It can be something great also. It can be trying, you know, something like trying to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. It can be trying to use the miswak. It can be trying to be regular in your zikr and your muraqabah. It can be trying to be regular in your salah, right? Think of something that you were missing before this month. Think of some deficiency in your life. And use this last few days, and especially this night, to make a deep and sincere resolution, a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you plan to change that aspect of your life. that, Ya Allah, for the barakah of this month of Ramadan and for the barakah of this night of this month of Ramadan, let me be able to do such and such an act of ibadah, such and such an act of worship. And just like that, make a resolution to leave certain sins. That, Ya Allah, in the barakah of these last nights of the month of Ramadan, let me leave that sin. Let me make a sincere pledge, a sincere niyat, a sincere deep intention. When you pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, you will carry that weight in your heart. And especially if you are making that pledge on this night, this is the 27th, the Laylatul, probably Laylatul Qadr, right? If you make that pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, you will carry that weight in your heart. You will now feel that you are somebody who has pledged yourself to Allah, some aspect of your life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become someone who has also made a promise to Allah, someone who has made a pact with Allah, someone who has made a commitment to Allah that he or she will leave such a thing. So the men, the boys, they can make this pledge. The women, they can also make their pledge, right? So I gave you one example for the men. They could be the sunnah libas, for example, that I want to adorn myself with the sunnah libas. For the women also, they can take that pledge. The women who are trying or struggling against themselves, or maybe against their families or against society, to adhere to the rulings of hijab, they can make a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this Ramadan that, Ya Allah, whatever, wherever we are, whatever level of hijab we have, whether it's the outer level of hijab, the inner hijab, the hijab of their bodies, the hijab of their heart, the hijab of our personalities, whatever level we have, we're going to take it one step further. That's the very least qadr. That's the very least value we should do of this Laylatul Qadr, of Ramadan. And this is the barakah of this month of Ramadan. This is the barakah of these nights of the month of Ramadan. That we should have the qadr, the value, to take everything that is in our deen one step further, to progress to that next level, to advance to that next stage, to take that one extra step in the direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now is not the time to to wonder and think that why am I unable to follow the sunnah? Why am I unable to do hijab? Now is the time to make that commitment, to make that irada, to make that desire, to make that intention that, Allah, I want to take that one extra step. You want to take that extra step? You want to follow the deen more. That's the commitment. That I want to take that extra step. I want to follow the deen more. I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. You want to have more sharia. That's the commitment. That you want to have more sharia inside of you. You want to have more sunnah inside of you. So this month, and especially the end of this month, and especially the night of this Laylatul Qadr 27th, is a time that a person should make irada. They should make resolutions for change and set realistic goals for themselves, for yourself, right? Set realistic goals for yourself, targets that are achievable, and then stick to those targets, stick to them. Write them down somewhere on your diary, in your diary. Post them in your room. Remind yourself of them. That on the 27th of Ramadan, I made this pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I made this promise to Allah ta'ala. It was just about one thing in my life, but I made this commitment to Allah ta'ala. That was my qadr of that night of Laylatul Qadr. Post it. Remind yourself that this is a target I have to stick. I have to stick to that target. And if there are things that you feel you can share with one another, maybe tell your friend that I made this commitment. Now you have to help me stick to it. If you want to make a commitment that you want to become a regular in salah, then ask your friend to help you. If you want to become a regular in remembrance of Allah in zikr, ask your friend to help you, that maybe we should get together and do this together, be in this together, because we are unable to do it on our own. So make a commitment. Maybe tell your friend that, remind me next time when I go into that sin, when I start wandering in the direction of that sin, call me, pull me back, get upset with me, right? Tell him right now, tell her right now, that if I give you some excuse that no, I'm going to commit that sin, get upset at me, get angry with me, force me to come back, come down to my dorm room, pick me up and drag me to the gatherings of Nasiha, drive me to those gatherings of goodness, because I might lapse in my own ways. I might become so lost in what I was doing. I might forget the value, right, of this ibadah. So if you find that I forget and I become diseased again, if you find that I would, you know, that I become immune again, if you find that I become desensitized again, well, just drag me, right? Just like when a person, you know, you drag someone, just drag me in front and keep me, bring me to such a gathering. Bring me to such people who can then change me, who can put that fuel inside of me, who can increase me in my love for Allah, who can shape me and mold me according to the wishes and the pleasure of Allah, according to the Quran, the Sunnah, and the Sharia. So this is the time for making irada. This is a time to make dua, and also to make another dua, which is a dua of qubuliyat. That, oh Allah, we are your weak and sinning servants. We followed your hukum. We are trying to follow your ruling of kutiba alaykum as-siyam. That we stayed away from the food. We stay away from drink. We are staying away from marital relations, those who are married. Allah, we ask you to accept our act. Accept our amal. Allah, make it a means of change. Let us live up to your wishes, that you wanted Ramadan to be a month of change. Allah, don't look at the weakness of our actions. Allah, look at your intention. It was your intention that you have said in Quran, la'allakum tattaqun, that a person can become a person of taqwa, a person can become who has taqwa. Our actions could not meet your intention. But Allah, innamal a'malu bin niyat, Ya Allah, make our amal, our actions according to your niyat, according to your intention. Again, this is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the mawqa, according to the mahal. When Allah has said in Quran that Allah's intention for us is that when this month will happen, we will become people of taqwa. So we use this fact that Allah, your intention is that we will become people of taqwa. Our actions are not according to that. But Allah, we ask you according that you make our actions according to your intention. Your intention is that the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ should be saved. That is your wish. Your desire is that we should be changed. That is your wish. Your intention is la'allakum tattaqun. We have taqwa. Allah, make our actions according to your niyat. Ya Allah. This is the dua we should make. And we should make this dua for qubuliya, and we should make this dua for istiqamat. That, Ya Allah, whatever we are able to do in this month, Allah, let us persist upon this. Let us continue this. Let us maintain this, after month of Ramadan. Because the barakah of the month of Ramadan is that Allah will give you a free taste. Allah is giving us a free taste right now. So the major goals of our Ramadan must be that we should try to attain forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also a time to think about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whoever passes Ramadan and still not able to get forgiveness from Allah, then that person is truly deprived. Then that person is truly shaki. So we don't want to be a recipient of that dua. We should think about that dua. It's a strong dua, but we should remember that, Ya Allah, we must attain the forgiveness. We must attain your forgiveness in this month so that we can save ourselves from that baddua, from that wa'id. So that's one. Ya Allah, make us among those people who are kumum, who are stand up in such a way that all the sins are forgiven. And then second goal of this month is to have taqwa. And again, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala grants us this ni'mat of taqwa. And a third thing is that since this is the night of decree, when all our decrees are being decided, hence we should, again, in the last moments that we have before this 27th, the night of 27th ends, we should try to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single thing in our deen and every single thing in our dunya, right? So you plan whatever issues you have, problems you have, difficulties, worries. A person presents all of that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asks for barakah in their rizq, asks for barakah in their relationship, asks for barakah in their, you know, in their children, asks for barakah in their time, in their decisions, in their actions, in their health, every single thing. All the things that we need from this dunya, all the things that we need to live well in this dunya, we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah grant us those things. And grant us those things with barakah, with blessings, with bounties. And grant us those things with afiyah, with khair in it. So this is the time to also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the things that we need. And then the summary is that we should make dua to Allah ta'ala that, Ya Allah, we were unable to safeguard our iman throughout the year. But Allah, in this last 3-4 days of Ramadan, Allah, we are trying to do amal on this ayah. We try to come close to this ayah. That Allah, walam yalbisu imanakum bizulmin. That who have kept their iman pure and have not done transgressions against their iman. So, Ya Allah, we ask you that you make us people who obey this ayah. We beg you that Allah give us maghfirah and rahmah in this month. And emancipate us from the hellfire. Allah, give us this ni'mat of taqwa, la'allakum tattaqoon, from your own mercy, from your own karam, from your own fazl. And then, Ya Allah, make us people who have aman and hidayah and barakah in our life throughout the year. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll make dua. سبحان ربي العلى الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رب كريم ہم آپ کے عاجز مسکین سے بنتے ہیں ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو درگزر فرما ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما اللہ ہم ظاہر میں آپ کے بندے ہیں لیکن حقیقت میں بہت گندے ہیں اللہ ہمارے دل کی گندگی کو دور فرما ہمارے من کی گندگی کو دور فرما اللہ ہمارے دلوں کے اندر جو میل ہے اس کو دور فرما ہمارے دلوں کے اندر جو کینہ ہے اس کو ختم فرما ہمارے دلوں کے اندر جو حسد اور تکبر ہے اس کو ختم فرما اللہ ہمارے دلوں کے اندر جو شہوت ہے اس کو ختم فرما یا رب کریم ہمارے دلوں کے اندر جو دنیا کی ناجائز محبت ہے اس محبتوں ختم فرما اللہ ہمارے دلوں کے اندر جو نفسانی شیطانی حیوانی محبتیں ہیں اللہ ان کو بھی ختم فرما
اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما، دلوں کو پاک فرما، دلوں کو منور فرما، اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما، اپنے عشق آتش ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما. اللہ ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما، روئے روئے سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما، ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی اپنی محبت نصیب فرما. اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو اپنی محبت والا بنا دیجئے، ہمارے دلوں کو ذاکر بنا دیجئے، ہمارے دلوں کو منیب اور انابت والا بنا دیجئے. اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو رجوع اللہ، انابت اللہ، ہر وقت اپنی یاد ہمیں دلوں میں نصیب فرما دیجئے، اپنی یاد کا مزہ ہمیں عطا فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم ہمیں قلب سلیم عطا فرما، ایک پاکیزہ دل عطا فرما، ایک متاہر دل عطا فرما، ایک طاہر متاہر دل نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم، یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما دیجئے، ہمارے دلوں پہ اللہ جو بھی دھبے ہیں ان کو دور فرما دیجئے، جو بیماری ہیں اللہ روحانی ان کو دور فرما دیجئے. اللہ آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ اس رات میں اگر دل کے اندر حسد، اس رات میں اگر دل کے اندر کینہ ہو تو اللہ ایسے شخص کی مغفرت نہیں ہوتی. یا رب کریم، یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کے اندر جو بھی کینہ ہے اس کو دور فرما دیجئے، ہمارے دلوں میں کینے سے اللہ سینہ بے کینہ بنا دیجئے، ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم، یا اللہ اپنی رحمتوں سے ہمیں قلب سلیم نصیب فرما. اللہ ہمیں بھی تمام گناہوں کو ہمارے معاف فرما. اللہ جو گناہ یاد ہے ان کو معاف فرما، جو گناہ کر کے بھول گئے ان کو معاف فرما. اللہ جو گناہ محفلوں میں کی ان کو معاف فرما. اللہ جو گناہ ہم نے تنہائیوں میں کی ان کو معاف فرما. جو گناہ ہم نے اپنے اوپر کیا اللہ ان کو معاف فرما. جو گناہ ہم نے غیروں پہ اور لوگوں پہ کیا ان کو بھی معاف فرما. یا رب کریم، یا اللہ گناہوں کی ظلمت سے، گناہوں کی ظلمت کو دور فرما، گناہوں کے اندھیرے کو دور فرما، گناہوں کی وجہ سے اللہ جو دوری ہے اس دوری کو ختم فرما. یا رب کریم، یا اللہ آج کی رات لیلۃ القدر کی رات ہو سکتی ہے، یا رب کریم ہمیں اس رات کے اندر خوب عبادت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اللہ خوب دعا مانگنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. ایک سچی ستھری پکی توبہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم، یا اللہ ہمارے تمام گناہوں سے توبہ طائب ہوتے ہیں، اللہ ہماری آج کی اس توبہ کو قبول فرما لیجئے. یا رب کریم، یا اللہ ہم گناہوں کو چھوڑنا چاہتے ہیں، اللہ ہم خود گناہ نہیں کرنا چاہتے لیکن ہمارا نفس امارہ ہے، شیطان ہمارے ساتھ پیچھے لگا ہوا ہے. اللہ ہمارے اندر دنیا کی محبت آ جاتی ہے. یا رب کریم، اپنی رحمت سے اللہ ہمارے پر رحمت فرما دیجئے، کرم فرما دیجئے. اللہ نفس کو نفس مطمئنہ بنا دیجئے. اللہ شیطان سے پیچھا چھڑا دیجئے. اللہ جو گناہ کی طرف ابھارنے والے عمل ہیں اللہ ہمیں پیچھے کر دیجئے. اللہ ہماری آنکھیں گناہوں کی طرف اٹھیں تو ان کو نیچے کر دیجئے. ہاتھ پاؤں گناہوں کی طرف بڑھیں تو ان کو پیچھے کر دیجئے. زبان گناہوں کی طرف بولے اللہ اس کو ساکن بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم، ہم گناہ کرنا چاہیں بھی تو اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرما. اور یا رب کریم، اپنی رحمت سے گناہوں کی چاہت ہمارے دلوں سے نکال دیجئے، نیکی کی چاہت عطا فرما. یا رب کریم، عبادت کی چاہت عطا فرما. اللہ آپ کو چاہتے ہیں، آپ کا بننا چاہتے ہیں. اللہ ہمارا آپ نیک بننا تو مشکل ہے، آپ کا نیک بنا دینا تو آسان ہے. یا رب کریم، رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اللہ ہم آپ سے آج کی رات میں ہر نعمت مانگتے ہیں. اللہ ہمیں دین کے لیے قبول فرما لیجئے. اللہ آج کی رات میں آپ نے قرآن کو نازل فرمایا تھا. یا رب کریم، اپنی رحمت سے ہمیں قرآن کے ساتھ تعلق نصیب فرما. اللہ ہمیں قرآن کا حافظ بنا دیجئے. اللہ ہمیں حافظ قرآن بنا. اللہ آپ کے لیے تو کوئی مشکل نہیں. اللہ آپ فیصلہ فرما دیں، اللہ رحمتوں کا فیصلہ فرما دیں. یا رب کریم، ہم نے اپنی دنیا میں اپنی آنکھوں سے لوگوں کو دیکھا ہے، اللہ سارے بال سفید ہو جاتے ہیں، اللہ پھر حفظ قرآن شروع کرتے ہیں. اللہ آپ ان کو بھی حافظ قرآن بنا دیا. یا رب کریم، اپنی رحمت عطا فرما دیجئے، توفیق عطا فرما دیجئے. ہمیں بھی یا اللہ قرآن ہمارے سینوں کے اندر محفوظ فرما دیجئے. اللہ ہمیں قرآن کا حافظہ نصیب فرما، حافظ قرآن بنا. اللہ ہمیں عامل قرآن بنا، قرآن پہ عمل کرنے والا بنا. اللہ قرآن کا عالم بنا، اللہ قرآن کا علم اور معرفت نصیب فرما، ہمیں عارف قرآن بنا. یا رب کریم، اپنی رحمت سے ہمیں عاشق قرآن بنا. اللہ ہمیں عشق قرآن کی نعمت عطا فرما دیجئے، ہمیں علم قرآن کی نعمت عطا فرما دیجئے، ہمیں اپنا عمل قرآن کے مطابق کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دیجئے. اللہ اپنی رحمت سے ہمیں اپنی قرآن کی محبت ہمارے دلوں کے اندر اتار دیجئے.
अल्लाह कुरान की मोहब्बत हमारे सीनों के अंदर उतार दीजिए, अल्लाह हमें कुरान का नूर हमारे अंदर अता फरमा दीजिए, अल्लाह कुरान को हमारे दिलों की बहार बना दीजिए, हमारे दिलों का सुरूर बना दीजिए, हमारे दिलों की लज्जत बना दीजिए, अल्लाह कुरान की तिलावत की लज्जत हमें नसीब फरमा। या रब्बे करीम कुरान को पढ़ना हमारे लिए आसान फरमा, पढ़ने के अंदर जो रुकावटें हैं उन रुकावटों को दूर फरमा, अल्लाह कुरान पे हमारी जबानों को जारी फरमा दीजिए, अल्लाह जो पढ़ने में मुश्किल होती है या अल्लाह या अल्फाज को अदा करने में मुश्किल होती है, या रब्बे करीम या अल्लाह हमारी जबानों को कुरान पे जारी फरमा दीजिए, या रब्बे करीम कुरान का इल्म हमें अता फरमा, कुरान को हमारे दिलों की शिफा बना दीजिए। अल्लाह कुरान के बारे में आपने फरमाए शिफा उल्लिमा फिस सुदूर, कि हमारे दिलों के लिए शिफा है, अल्लाह हमें शिफा नसीब फरमा, अल्लाह हमारी जिस्मानी और रूहानी बीमारियों को दूर फरमा। या रब करीम अपनी रहमत से या अल्लाह हमें कुरान की खिदमत की नीवी कबूल फरमा, हमें दाई कुरान बना, नाशिर कुरान बना, खादिम कुरान बना। या रब करीम पूरी ज़िंदगी अल्लाह इस कुरान के साथ नथी रहने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा, हत्ता कि जब अल्लाह दुनिया से रुखसत होने का वक्त आए तो कुरान के साथ हमें रुखसत फरमा, इस हाल में रुखसत फरमा कि कब्र के अंदर भी कुरान हमारे साथ हो, हमारी कुरान हमारे लिए शिफात करे। अल्लाह आपके प्यारे महबूब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया कि रोज़ा और कुरान दोनों शिफात करते हैं बंदों के लिए। अल्लाह हमें कल को क़यामत के दिन कुरान की शिफात नसीब फरमा, रोज़ों की शिफात नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह आपके प्यारे महबूब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया कि कब्र के अंदर अगर अजाब आए तो कुरान हिफाजत फरमाता है, कभी सीधे हाथ से आते तो कुरान वहाँ रुकावट बन जाता है, कभी उल्टे हाथ से आते तो वहाँ कुरान रुकावट बन जाता है, कभी पैरों की तरफ से अजाब आना चाहते तो कुरान रुकावट बन जाता है, तो कभी सरों से अजाब आए तो वहाँ कुरान रुकावट बन जाता है। या रब्बे करीम कुरान की शिफात कुरान की हिफाजत हमें नसीब फरमा, हमारी कब्रों को या अल्लाह जन्नत के बागों में से बाग बना दीजिए, कब्रों पर या अल्लाह मुनव्वर फरमा दीजिए, अल्लाह कब्रों को जन्नत का एक टुकड़ा बना दीजिए, रऊज़तुम मिन रियाज़िल जन्नत बना दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम कब्र की सख्ती से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा, कब्र की तारीकी और अंधेरे से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा, कब्र के अजाब से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा। या रब्बे करीम कुछ ऐसे बंदे होते हैं जो आपकी मोहब्बत में जिंदगी गुजारते हैं, जब उनका मौत का वक्त आता है तो आप फरमाते हैं कि नुम का नौमतुल उरूस, के दुल्हन की नींद सो जाओ। या रब्बे करीम हमें भी उन खुश नसीब लोगों में शामिल फरमा दीजिए कि हम भी दुल्हन की नींद सो जाए और जब आँख खुले तो अल्लाह आपका दीदार हमें नसीब हो जाए। या रब्बे करीम रहमतों के साथ हमारी इन दुआओं को कबूल फरमा। अल्लाह अल्लाह लैलतुल कदर अल्लाह हजार महीनों से बेहतर है। या रब्बे करीम या अल्लाह हमें इस रात में खूब इबादत करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा, अल्लाह आपसे आपको चाहते हैं, अल्लाह हमें आपसे अपना ताल्लुक अता फरमा दीजिए, इस रात में अल्लाह आपको चाहते हैं, अल्लाह आप हमें अपना ताल्लुक अता फरमा दीजिए, अल्लाह आप हमें अपना रिश्ता नसीब फरमा दीजिए, अपना ताल्लुक नसीब फरमा दीजिए, अल्लाह अपनी मोहब्बत हमें अता फरमा दीजिए, अपनी मोहब्बत के अंदर हमें शिद्दत नसीब फरमा, अल्लाह मोहब्बत के अंदर दवाम अता फरमा, मोहब्बत के अंदर रसूख अता फरमा। आपने कुरान में फरमाया युहिब्बुहुम व युहिब्बूनहू कि आप बंदों से मोहब्बत करते हैं, बंदे आपसे मोहब्बत करते हैं। या रब्बे करीम हमें भी उन लोगों में शामिल फरमा दीजिए, अल्लाह आप हमसे मोहब्बत करते हैं, अल्लाह हमें भी आपसे मोहब्बत करने वाला बना दीजिए, हमें भी अपने आशिकीन बंदों में शामिल फरमा दीजिए, अपने मुहिब्बीन बंदों में शामिल फरमा दीजिए, अल्लाह दिल की गहराइयों से अल्लाह आपसे मोहब्बत करने वाला बना दीजिए, अल्लाह पूरे दिल के साथ अल्लाह आपसे मोहब्बत करने वाला बना दीजिए, अल्लाह पूरे जोर के साथ आपसे मोहब्बत करने वाला बना दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम आपसे टूट के मोहब्बत करने वाला हमें भी बना दीजिए, टूट के प्यार करने वाला हमें भी बना दीजिए, अल्लाह हमें अपने मुहिब्बीन महबूबीन बंदों में शामिल फरमा दीजिए, अल्लाह हमें अपनी मारफत नसीब फरमा दीजिए, मारफत का कमाल अता फरमा दीजिए, हर दफ हर लम्हे अल्लाह अपनी कुर्ब की कैफियत नसीब फरमा, हर लम्हे अल्लाह हमें ये एहसास अता फरमा कि आप हमारे साथ हैं, आप हमारे साथी हैं। अल्लाह आपने कुरान में हमें माइयत अता फरमाई है, अल्लाह हमें अपनी माइयत का हर दम इस्तेजार अता फरमा दीजिए, अल्लाह आपने कुरान में फरमाया फ़ाइनी करीब कि मैं तुम्हारे करीब हूँ, अल्लाह हमें इस कुर्ब का एहसास हर दम अता फरमा दीजिए। आपने फरमाया नहनु अकरबु इलैहि मिन हब्लिल वरीद, मैं तुम्हारे लगे जान से ज्यादा करीब हूँ, तुम्हारे अपने आप से ज्यादा करीब हूँ। या रब्बे करीब हमें इस कुर्ब की कैफियत का लज्जत हमें अता फरमा दीजिए, इस कुर्ब के अंदर अपनी जिंदगी गुजारने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा। اللہ اس لذت کو اللہ ہمیں محسوس کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، اللہ اسی لذت کے اوپر ہمیں جینا نصیب فرما، مرنا نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم پوری زندگی اللہ ہر لمحے اپنی یاد والا بنا دیجئے، اپنی یاد کے اندر زندگی گزارنے والا بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم ہمیں اپنی محبت، اپنی ملاقات کا شوق نصیب فرما. اللہ دنیا کی جو پریشانیاں ہیں اللہ ان کو ہم سے دور فرما دیجئے. اللہ ہمیں اپنا شوق عطا فرما کر دنیا کی پریشانیوں کو دور کر دیجئے. اللہ ہمیں ایسا اپنی محبت کا شوق عطا فرما، ایسی ملاقات کا شوق عطا فرما کہ دنیا کی پریشانیاں ہم سے دور ہو جائیں، دنیا کی مصیبتیں ہم سے دور ہو جائیں. اللہ صرف ہماری نظر کے اندر آپ کی محبت ہو، آپ کی معرفت ہو، آپ تک آپ کے دیدار کا شوق ہو، آپ کی ملاقات کا شوق ہو. اللہ ایسی شوق کی شدت عطا فرما دیجئے کہ اللہ دنیا کی پریشانیاں ہی دور ہو جائیں. یا رب کریم دنیا کی حاجتیں ہی دور ہو جائیں، صرف ایک ہی حاجت ہو کہ اللہ آپ کو چاہتے ہیں، آپ کا بننا چاہتے ہیں، آپ سے ملاقات چاہتے ہیں. یا رب کریم جنت بھی تو اسی لیے چاہتے ہیں کہ وہاں یا اللہ آپ کی پسندیدہ جگہ جنت ہے، وہاں جا کے اللہ آپ کا دیدار نصیب ہو جائے گا، اللہ آپ کے چہرے کے نور کو دیکھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اللہ آپ نے اتنی محبت، اللہ اتنا نور اس دنیا میں رکھا ہے، تو اللہ آپ کی اپنے چہرے کے نور کا کیا حال ہوگا. اللہ ہم اپنے چہرے کے نور کی لذت ہمیں نصیب فرما دیجئے، ہمیں اپنے چہرے کا جو جمال ہے اللہ اس جمال کو دیکھنے کی لذت ہمیں نصیب فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمیں اپنے چہرے کی تجلیات نصیب فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم آپ کو دیکھنے کا اللہ سعادت ہمیں عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ یہ دین کی سعادت ہمیں نصیب فرما دیجئے. اللہ ہم دنیا کے اندر ملاقات کرتے ہیں، کل قیامت کے اندر ہمیں اپنی ملاقات نصیب فرما دیجئے، ملاقات کا شوق عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ ایک محبت کے ساتھ ملاقات کی جگہ نصیب فرما، محبت کے ساتھ ملاقات کا موقع عطا فرما. اللہ محبت کے ساتھ اللہ اپنی ملاقات نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم محبت کے اندر شدت نصیب فرما، اللہ محبت کے اندر اشدیت عطا فرما. یا رب کریم پوری زندگی اسی محبت میں گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، کل کو قیامت کے دن اسی محبت پہ ہمیں کھڑا فرما. یا رب کریم رحمتوں کے ساتھ اللہ کل کو قیامت کے دن اللہ ہمیں نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی رفاقت نصیب فرما، نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی صحبت نصیب فرما، نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی صحبت میں جنت کے بلند ترین مقامات نصیب فرما، ایسی جنت نصیب فرما اللہ جو بہترین جنت ہو، جنت الفردوس ہو. اور اس جنت کے اندر اس مقام پہ اللہ پوری زندگی رہنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اللہ ہم اپنی زندگی کا سودا کرنا چاہتے ہیں، اللہ جتنے بھی زندگی کے اندر گناہ کیے اللہ سب پر نادم ہیں، سب پر شرمندہ ہیں. اللہ اپنی رحمت سے ہمارے کیے کو معاف فرما دیجئے، پچھلے کو معاف فرما دیجئے، جو کیا اللہ اس کو ہم سے بھی بھلوا دیجئے. اللہ ہم بھی بھولنا چاہتے ہیں، اللہ وہ ساری یادیں بھلا دیجئے، وہ ساری تصویروں کو بھلا دیجئے. یا رب کریم جتنے گناہ کے کام تھے اللہ سب کو ہم سے معاف فرما دیجئے، سب کو ہم سے دور کر دیجئے. اللہ اب آئندہ ہمیں نیک و کاری والی زندگی نصیب فرما، ایک فرما برداری والی زندگی عطا فرما، ایک محبت والی زندگی عطا فرما، ایک تقوی والی زندگی نصیب فرما، طہارت والی زندگی نصیب فرما. اللہ ایک پاکیزہ والی زندگی نصیب فرما. اللہ ہمارے نفس کو مطمئنہ بنا دیجئے، اس کو پاکیزہ بنا دیجئے. نفس کی شرارتوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، نفس کے دھوکوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، شیطان اور نفس کے وساوے سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا رب کریم یا اللہ آنے والے وقت کو گزرے ہوئے وقت سے بہتر فرما، آنے والے وقت کو گزرے ہوئے وقت سے بہتر فرما. اللہ آنے والے وقت کو گزرے ہوئے زندگی کا کفارہ بنا. یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمیں اپنی رضا نصیب فرما، رضا والی زندگی نصیب فرما، رضا والے اعمال عطا فرما. اللہ رضا والے فیصلے کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم آج کی رات میں اللہ ہمیں امن عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ امن عطا فرما دیجئے، ہمیں امن عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ اپنے غصے سے امن عطا فرما، اپنی ناراضگی سے امن عطا فرما. رب کریم ہمیں جہنم کی آگ سے امن عطا فرما، ہمیں قبر کے عذاب سے امن عطا فرما. اللہ ہمیں کل قیامت کے دن اللہ جو ہولناک منظر ہوگا، اللہ اس دن کی جو دہشت ہے اور خوف ہے اس سے ہمیں امن عطا فرما. یا رب کریم ہمیں امن عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ ایمان اور امن والی زندگی نصیب فرما، ایمان اور اطمینان والی زندگی نصیب فرما. اللہ دنیا کے اندر بھی ہمیں امن عطا فرما، نفس کے ساتھ ہمارا امن والا معاملہ فرما، نفس کے خلاف امن عطا فرما، شیطان کی مکاری کے خلاف امن عطا فرما، اللہ دنیا اور مخلوق کی محبت کے خلاف ہمیں بھی امن عطا فرما، یا رب کریم رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہمیں امن والی زندگی نصیب فرما، کل قیامت کے دن بھی امن کے امن والی زندگی ہمیں عطا فرما، یا رب کریم ہمیں ہدایت نصیب فرما، اللہ یہ رات میں ہمیں ہدایت کے فیصلے فرما، یا رب کریم آپ نے ہمیں یہ نعمت ایمان کی عطا فرمائی، اللہ بن مانگی عطا فرما دی، اللہ آپ نے ہمیں ایمان تو ایسے ہی ہمیں ایک مفت میں عطا فرما دیا، اللہ ہم نے اس نعمت کی قدر نہیں کری جتنی قدر کرنی چاہیے، بنا دیجئے سب سے جتنی نعمتیں دی ہیں اللہ ان میں سب سے قیمتی نعمت اللہ واقعی یہ ایمان ہے، یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ اللہ اس ایمان پہ ہمیں زندہ فرما، اس ایمان کی نعمت کے ساتھ ہمیں اس دنیا سے رخصت ہونے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، ہمارا خاتمہ بال ایمان فرما، ہمارا خاتمہ بال ایمان فرما، ہمارا خاتمہ بال خیر فرما، یا رب کریم ہماری ایمان کو کامل بنا دیجئے، اللہم انی اسألوک ایمانا کاملا و یقینا صادقا، اللہم انی اسألوک ایمانا یباشر قلبی، اللہ ایسا ایمان عطا فرما جو ہمارے دلوں کے اندر رس بچ جائے، ہمارے دلوں کے اندر سج جائے، اللہ ہمارے ایمان کی محبت عطا فرما، اللہم حبب الینا الایمان وزینہ فی قلوبنا، اللہ ہمیں ایمان کی محبت عطا فرما، اللہ اس ایمان کو ہمارے دلوں کے اندر مزین فرما دیجئے، ہمارے ایمان کو کامل بنا دیجئے، مکمل بنا دیجئے، یا رب کریم یا اللہ، اللہم انی اعوذ بکا من الشکی والشرکی، اللہ شک سے اور شرک سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، ہر قسم کے شکوک سے اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرما، دین کے اندر جو شکوک ہے اللہ دور فرما، ہماری اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرما، اللہ جو آپ کے بارے میں کبھی شکوک آ جاتا ہے ان کو بھی دور فرما، دفع دور فرما، دین کے بارے میں اللہ جو بھی شک ہے اللہ ختم فرما دیجئے، ہمیں شرح صدر عطا فرما، ہمارے دلوں کو کھول دیجئے، ایمان کی نے کھول دیجئے، ہدایت کی نے کھول دیجئے، قرآن کی نے کھول دیجئے، اپنی محبت کی نے کھول دیجئے، اللہ اپنی محبت کا نور ہمارے دلوں میں عطا فرما دیجئے، ہدایت کے نور کو ہمارے اندر عطا فرما دیجئے، ایمان کے نور کو ہمارے اندر عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ جو مکروہات شریعت ہیں ان کو مکروہات طبیعت بنا دیجئے، اللہ جس طرح آپ نے سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو اللہ ان کو ایمان کی نعمت عطا فرما دی تھی، دل کو کھول دیا تھا، اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو بھی ایمان کی نعمت مکمل طور پہ کھول دیجئے، شرح صدر عطا فرما دیجئے، دل میں جو وساوس ہے اللہ دور فرما دیجئے، جو شکوک اور شبہات ختم فرما دیجئے، جو باتیں سمجھ میں نہیں آتی اللہ ان کو سمجھ عطا فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہمارے اس ایمان کو حفاظت فرما، اللہ یہ نعمت اللہ ہمارے پاس ہے، اللہ ہم آپ کو امانت کے طور پہ دیتے ہیں، یا رب کریم جب دنیا سے رخصت ہونے کا وقت آئے اسی ہماری ہدایت کو اور بڑھا دیجئے، یا رب کریم ہمیں یقین کی نعمت نصیب فرما، اللہ ہمیں علم الیقین عطا فرما، عین الیقین نصیب فرما، حق الیقین عطا فرما، یا رب کریم یا اللہ اپنی محبت بھی عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ محبتوں والا دل عطا فرما دیجئے، پورے دل کے ساتھ اللہ آپ سے محبت کرنے والا بنا دیجئے، اللہ جتنی محبتیں ہیں اللہ ساری محبتوں سے زیادہ اللہ ہمیں اپنی محبت عطا فرما، اللہم اجعل حبک احب الی من نفسی و اہلی و مالی و ولدی و من الماء البارد علی الظمأ، اللہ تمام محبتوں سے زیادہ اپنی محبت نصیب فرما، اللہ جو مانگا ہے وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے اللہ وہ بھی عطا فرما، اللہ اپنی خشیت عطا فرما، اللہ اپنی خشیت کو یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں میں ابھی نصیب فرما، اپنی محبت خشیت اللہ دونوں ہی نعمتیں نصیب فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم، وصلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.